This call is from Visa and MasterCard Fraud Prevention Team to verify your standing order for £8.99 for Amazon Prime and £987 for Western Union Money Transfer. Please press 1 to accept or press 2 if you need any assistance.
Thank you for getting connected with Visa. This is Daniel. How can I help you?
I don't know. I've got the call. You've got some cards from down the line.
Okay. Can you please help me with your name, sir?
Yeah, it's Thomas Jones.
Thomas Jones, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
On the line, Mr. Jones? Okay. I can see there are two payments. One is for £8.99 for Amazon Prime, and one is for £987 for Western Union. Did you try to transfer any funds to someone through Western Union for £987?
No, I don't know anybody in the union.
Okay. When was the last time, Mr. Jones, you have used your debit card?
My debit card was about 4 days ago.
4 days ago. And do you remember, like, what did you use it for? What was it? What was the use when you have used it the last time?
What did I use it for? Yeah, I think I saw the young girl in the club I go to.
Okay. And do you remember what was your last closing balance on your account? What did you remember after using your card?
Oh, I think I had quite a bit in it. It was about £5,700, I believe.
Okay, on your current account, right?
Yeah, that's
you just have a current account with us, or you have a different current account or a savings account or ISA account as well?
Yeah, I've got them. I don't know what's in them now.
Okay. No, first of all, can you double check, Mr. Jones? You have your debit card with you. Can you check it and let me know?
Can you wait just a minute?
Please take your time. Be handy with your debit card. Take your time.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome, sir.
Hello, I've got the card now.
And let me know once you are ready.
I've got the card with me.
Okay. Now, help me with the first 6 digits of your card number. Only the first 6. Yeah.
6 digits. That's 1752.
Mm-hmm.
58.
Just give me a moment. Let me check. No, I need the card number. What is the card number starting from? What do you see?
At the very front. Oh, I want that. That's 8497.
No. Your card number must be starting with number 4 or number 5, right?
Number 4. That's
Tell me the starting 6 digit number, starting first 6.
Right. Are you ready? Can I just get my glasses on a minute?
Take your time.
Right. Okay. It's 470218.
Okay. Stay on the line. You're telling me the number. That this is your credit card, right? I'm talking about your debit card, sir, not your credit card. Okay.
Are they different? They're different numbers.
Yes. You have a debit card, right?
Yeah, well, I got several Barclay cards.
No, the debit card. I'm talking about the debit card.
The debit card. Right. I just look for it. This one says MasterCard.
Okay. How many debit cards do you have? You have more than one debit card?
Yes. I just, let's see. and whatever it's called.
Santander, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the last closing balance on your current accounts? Do you remember? You told me that it's 5,000 something on your balance,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was on the current accounts, but I talked up about the that's 12,700 in Santander.
Okay.
And
in Santander, right?
Yes.
Okay. And in Barclays?
It's been some while since I mentioned there. But say I sold some property, and that's
okay.
Got quite a lot in it. I don't know.
What is the amount do you think it would be?
I sold the property, so it's quite a lot in that, but I don't really know. My account deals with it.
Okay, no problem. What I will do, sir, I will simply help you to get you connected with the Barclays Anti-Fraud Department, okay, so that they can check what exactly the problem is and help you to put a dispute on all those charges, okay?
Yes,
Because you know, we have found there were multiple transfers that were made to China for 957 pounds, okay? And that is for more than 10 to 20 times. So for that, I need to get you connected with the anti-fraud department because they will be the one who will be helping in a better way, okay?
All right.
Look at the back of your debit card. Do you see there's a customer inquiry number, like a customer service number, like a telephone number? What number do you see?
It's 0800.
Uh-huh.
And then it's, I can't read the back.
Take your time, sir. Take your time because I can understand it's a tiny numbers, right?
But some of it is letters.
Do you see any numbers starting with 0345, something like that?
Mine says 0800. Uh-huh. And it says FUCKOFF.
Okay, now this is your credit card which you are holding, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you hold your debit card? You will see the customer, like a telephone number at the back of your debit card that is with 0345, something like that.
Yes, because I have that.
Okay. What number do you see?
It's 7842.
Tell me the complete numbers from the beginning, the telephone number which you see at the back of your card.
Oh, listen, I'm getting fed up now. Can you not listen to me properly? Because I can't keep going over. It's very worrying, and you've told us the number. You're not writing it down as I'm saying.
Because the number which you see is completely different. That is the reason I'm confirming with you, because I don't want that you press the wrong numbers, okay?
I'm not pressing any numbers. I'm telling you the number.
Okay, so tell me.
So tell you what you want me to tell you.
Do you see the telephone number at the back of your debit card? Let me know that.
I've already told you. Yes, I see the number.
And what numbers do you see? Repeat that to me, please.
0345782783.
Just give me a moment. It's 0457827.
You're not listening. I told you it's 0345.
Mhm. 782783.
I'll tell you, okay, now I'm fed up with this now. I believe you wasted my time because, you know.
Sir, if any money is going to deduct, it will be your account, not my account. So you need to have patience with us, right?
It's not. Who's taking this money? I haven't told you to take it.
Yeah, but somebody in your name is trying to use your account. And that's what we are helping you with. If you are waiting to get the money out of your account and then you need to take the action, you can do that.
Well,
but till then, your money will be gone.
also the number on my card, if you tell me.
Sir, that is not how you will be getting connected to the anti-fraud, because I need to get you connected with the anti-fraud, okay?
Yes.
All right? That
yes.
is the reason I'm helping you to do that, because the number which you're telling me, it's 0345-782-783. Is that the number you told me?
I don't know now. I'm taking my glasses off, because I'm really getting very close.
Then, sir, in that way, I'm so sorry. I won't be able to help you, because you need to bear with us, you know. Because you can understand if everything is on the recorded line. And as you can see, you know.
Where are you from? I don't know. Where are you from,
We are from the Visa Department of Barclays, sir.
And where are you? Whereabouts?
We are in United Kingdom, London.
Yes. Well, what road in London is that?
Sorry?
What road?
It's Kingston Road in London.
Kingston Road?
Kingston, yes.
Right. That is the Charing Cross station or the Euston station?
For the visa, sir.
Yes, but where is this Kingston Road? Is it near Charing Cross or the Euston station?
It's near the Euston station.
You're near Euston station.
Yes.
Right. So you know the Russell Square. You know Russell Square?
Sir, I'm not here to discuss the Google Map, okay?
But I need to know where you're from, because you ask me questions. I try to help you. You don't listen to
me. That is the reason I'm getting
you
connected with the answer.
You don't write the words down properly. You keep making me get my card.
Did I told you to get your card? You're getting the wrong card and you're blaming me now?
Really?
I told you to get the debit card. You get the hold of your credit card.
Why should I listen to you?
Then you can hang up the call, sir, because this is something.
I don't know Kingston Road. What's in Kingston Road?
Sir, you're talking to a company. You're not talking to any person who is walking on the road, okay?
I'm talking to who?
Sir, do you really want to go ahead and proceed further with the cancellation?
I course I do. I don't want people to take the money.
Please follow my instructions and please repeat the number which is at the back of your card.
I told you the number. I told you the number.
You need to repeat once again, sir. I'm so sorry.
0345-748-742.
Hello,
you're not there.
I'm still there.
I thought you had gone. You never answered me.
Okay, now what I'm going to do, sir, I'm going to assign you the queue, okay? Once you hear the beep sound, you simply have to press those numbers which you see at the back of your card, okay? So that you can be connected to the anti-fraud department of your Barclays Bank, all right?
Yes, I understand that. Okay.
Okay, once you hear the beep sound, simply dial the number. Here you go.
Right.
I'm so sorry, we haven't got any kind of input, so you're not pressing the numbers?
I am pressing the numbers. On the card, I pressed all the numbers on the card.
Yes, you need to press the number on your phone, okay? Once you hear the beep sound.
You never told me, you see. You're not very clear.
How can you press the numbers on the card? Let me know what will happen if you do. You're talking like a dumb person right now. Do you know that?
I don't believe you tell me the right things to do.
You don't understand which kind of person presses the numbers on the card if someone is telling you to press the numbers.
Well, you never said it, so I should push the numbers on the phone. Yeah, get my card, I ring you the number, then you say, push the numbers. So I push the numbers on the card.
So you need to push the numbers.
I didn't push them on the phone because you never told me. Why don't you tell me the right thing to do?
Because you need to use your brain and you need to be relaxed, first of all.
Now you're becoming very rude, using my brain. I think that's very rude of you.
You are talking something illogical, sir.
I am not illogical. I need clear instructions. I'm 87 years old.
I'm so sorry. It was my fault. Please follow
my instructions. It was your fault, sir. Please, you admit it. Now, just go away. Don't play with your toys and let me have my day in peace.
Definitely. You can hang up the call and we are going ahead and deducting the amount for the amount of
9,827 pounds.
Yes, because the 987 pounds was attempted 10 times.
10 times?
Yes, that makes a total of 9,870 pounds.
Who tried to take my money 10 times?
Sir, that I don't know. That is what I was trying to get you connected with the anti-fraud department, but you want to rest in peace, right?
But you told me it's in China.
Yes.
But you told me you're in London. How are you in China when you're in London?
Sir, the charge is being made from China. Okay?
The charge is in China.
Yes, the person who is accepting the funds from your account is accepting the funds from China in the name of William Thomas.
William Thomas. I know a John Thomas.
Do you know any William Thomas in China?
No.
Because he's claiming to be a relative.
I know a Mr. Ping Tong Mong. He lives in China.
Okay.
Mr. Ting Tong Wong, I don't know, and my Chinese shop that I use for my Chinese. Do you like Chinese?
Definitely I do, sir.
You do, yes. I hate that Indian food. That Indian rubbish, that's really horrible.
Oh, even I like, you know, I don't like the British food, you know, it's like, Indian foods are good. I love that.
Yes, no, Chinese is lovely, but the Indian is more like shit.
Yeah, because I can see you. I think you're born in China, right?
I know Mr. Wing Ching Tong in China.
Yeah, because he's your father?
No, he's not my father.
Oh, no. You sound like that person only.
No. My father was a Welsh man. He was Welsh.
No.
Yes, Tassie. Everybody called him Tassie. Tassie the Welsh man. He was a really good man.